In the stillness of a Sicilian night in 1953, an ordinary home became the stage for an extraordinary phenomenon. A simple plaster image of Mary, hung above a married couple's head, began to shed human tears, not once, over four consecutive days. This is the story of Our Lady of Tears in Syracuse, a sign of mercy, pain, and hope. Angelo Iannuzza and Antonina Giusto had been married just a few months when Antonina, pregnant with their first child, began suffering from a serious condition, toxemia, frequent convulsions, and even temporary blindness. Then, on the early morning of August 29, 1943, she witnessed something miraculous. Tears flowing from the eyes of a plaster bas-relief of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, resting above a bed. Over the nights of August 29th to the 30th and 31st, and into September 1st, these tears appeared again and again. Thousands came, drawn by wonder. Many claimed healings. The Diocese of Syracuse appointed a commission of medical experts. Scientific tests were done on the fluid collected. The results: the liquid had the characteristics of human tears. There was no natural explanation made definitive by those doing the investigations. On December 12, 1953, the Sicilian Episcopal Conference, under Cardinal Ernesto Ruffini, issued a formal declaration. They urged that the miraculous event stir devotion, penance, and build a shrine in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Then, the miracles followed. Antonina herself was healed from her toxemia. Later that year, on December the 25th, she gave birth to a healthy son. Over 200 more cures were reported, many deemed of special interest. To enshrine the event, the faithful built a sanctuary, the Sanctuary Basilica of Our Lady of Tears. Construction began in the 1960s. After decades of design and debate, a striking modern monument, conical in shape, soaring, light-filled, was completed in 1994. It stands not just as art or architecture, but as a sign, Mary weeping with the world, yet offering comfort. Pope Pius XII, speaking in 1954, referred to the unanimous declaration of the Episcopal Conference and asked the world, will man understand the mysterious language of those tears? Tears of compassion, sorrow for sin, and a call to conversion. Our Lady of Tears, pray for us.